Track 5, Llantrisant Castle. The monument you have just passed pays testament to the courage shown by the Llantrisant longbowmen who fought the French at Crecy.
It was quite a phenomenal battle. The first time that archers were actually used in combat, and it really did change the whole kind of methodology of fighting, to be honest with you, on the battlefield. Well, the longbowmen of Llantrisant really went down in history. In fact, the people of the town are still called the Black Army because they fought for the Black Prince and defeated the King of Bohemia and stole his three feathers, which the Prince of Wales still uses to this day. So on their return, it's more likely that those veterans of Crecy were offered the first freemanship, really, of Llantrisant.
Conflict was rife in the town too during the 13th century.
Yeah, I always think of Llantrisant Castle as being a broken shard of a glass bottle, really, because it's only a very small amount of what was a military base here.
The castle was built about 1246. It's a tremendous location for defence. You can see all the vale, and you can look up here to the north, and it's a wonderful thing for defence of the area.
You know, Llantrisant was almost like a frontier outpost for the Norman lords, to be honest with you, because when they did invade South Wales, Llantrisant was on the very cusp of their conquered land. They'd already conquered the vale, but of course the valleys, really, anything up from the Rhondda towards Brecon, they couldn't quite penetrate, you know, and those were the kind of Welsh warriors that were still very much allegiance to the Welsh princes of Gwynedd. By the time the Normans came in the 12th century, they pretty much invaded and took over the town. They built a stone-defenced castle under Richard de Clare. He was the illegitimate son of Henry I, and he set up home here.
His wife was brought here, and she gave birth to a daughter in Llantrisant Castle in 1252.
And it was in existence for just over 100 years as a fighting castle, until about 1404, 1405, when it was either demolished by Owain Glyndŵr in his battles, or fell into disrepair when a period of stability, really, came to the people of South Wales.
You may like to take a slight detour now, by heading left and downhill to follow the perimeter of the castle, returning back to this point on Village Green. From here, we will head through the metal Kissing Gate, currently on your right, and follow the path between the stone walls to cross over the oldest street in the town, yr Allt. Listen to track 6 in the churchyard.